You are now listening to Push Radio.
Push Radio.
You are now listening to Push Radio with my daddy. With my daddy.
There's no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse. I told you, I didn't get a new daddy. I didn't get a new mama. What changed? I changed. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said I'm going to grind.
Parenting.
All my pushers out there in Push Land, no matter where you are listening to this, this is Push Radio. This is your host, James P. I'm out here, man. I know it's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without some dope content to step to, but I'm here. I'm back. I'm feeling good. I am feeling good. I'm a little less than inspired lately, and that goes far beyond a lot of things. It goes into music. It goes into Anchor. It goes into just so much. You got to be inspired. But one of the things that inspired me recently to pick back the mic, to pick the mic up, pick the mic back up, if you will, was the recent events and the recent tragedies in, I think it was Parkland. Is that where it was? Florida. I know it was in Florida. But just yesterday, I think they had 17 kids who were fatally killed while at school. And so it's definitely a terrible thing that happened. Definitely tragic and something that should never happen. I don't think anyone should have to deal with any type of situations like that where they, you know, they send their kids to school and they think that everything is good, only to find out and see on their social feed that these kids were under attack. So I know it was kids and faculty that were killed at that. And so just in doing research, I'm hearing that it was like a 19-year-old boy who used to go to the school, who did not attend anymore, went to an alternative school or whatever the case was as far as the details. But as a parent, and you heard my kids on the intro, the Push Radio intro, anybody that follow me on Nonstop Push on Instagram or whatever, you'll see my kids on that. You know, they're a big part of my life. I can't imagine. And to my parents out there, how would you feel if you got a call from your kid saying, yo, dad, mom, they shooting the place up. I was minding my business trying to get these good A's, trying to pass because you said that, you know, that was the best thing to do and this is what I care about. And all of a sudden, this one kid that was getting bullied, now he back up here and or whatever the case is, you know, now he up here getting at us and they shooting the place up, dad. I just want to let you know I love you. How would you feel? I don't think that's something any parent should have to deal with and have to go through, wondering if their child life is in danger or if it's about to go down. I just feel like that's horrible. But a subject that I want to talk to you guys about today, the parents out there. And I was talking to a couple friends about it via iMessage. Is that something that could be prevented? Right, I'm hearing that the mom, or this was an adopted boy, the boy that shot the place up. Matter of fact, before I get into all of that, but y'all think about it. I played a news clip from the tragedy, and you guys just, I guess we'll start there. Could this could this have been prevented? Before we get into like the details of the little boy, could this have been prevented in your opinion, or is this, I mean, it's just a random, you know, it's whatever, what it is, what it is. But you're listening to Push Radio. We're going to check out the news clip from the actual story.
We could see the panic from a distance. Frightening. Familiar.
Reports are just coming in, but we don't have a lot of information.
We did not yet know the who, but collectively the nation, all of us feared the what.
There's an active shooter situation in South Florida.
Holy Oh my God! That rapid roar of death and dying in another American school.
Does he know where the shooter is?
We don't know, but we're in the building.
The first 911 calls came in just before Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School let out for the day. Police, FBI, ATF, all descending on the scene.
We can't get to her. We can't get a hold of her.
Have you called and you've texted? Nothing has come back?
No. Her girlfriend got shot. We heard.
There was confusion, panic, parents desperately waiting to find out, had their child survived.
It's devastating. I'm sick to my stomach. We have multiple casualties.
A line of ambulances in place of school buses, backpacks abandoned in a heap.
We're just praying and crying, and I don't know how we're alive.
Hours go by, students finally reuniting with their families, friends. And by the evening, we learn the toll. 17 dead, at least 14 injured, and more about the alleged shooter. A former student, Nicholas Cruz, who stole so much from so many.
You come to the conclusion this is just absolutely pure evil.
Students detailing those traumatic moments from inside.
And all I heard was the gunshots.
Oh, we heard the gunshots. We hid in the tennis courts.
Talking about what they did as gunfire echoed in the hallways.
All of a sudden I hear a sound that sort of sounds like a garbage truck, like banging. And all of a sudden I hear boom, boom, boom. I hear screaming everywhere. We duck underneath my teacher's desk.
SWAT teams can be seen swarming the perimeter, searching for the gunman before moving inside.
They are monitoring the subject right now. He went from the third floor to the second floor. He may have a gas mask on now.
Students barricading themselves inside classrooms, closets, anywhere they could hide.
Run for the auditorium! Get everybody down!
As officers go room to room.
Please, please, please. Put your phones away.
Some recording disturbing videos of the mayhem, many texting their parents.
She keeps telling me to stay away. Be safe, Mom, you stay away.
And I'm telling her,
no, Crystal, I'm your mother, I'm not staying away.
Outside, controlled chaos, high schoolers streaming out of the building, some with their hands on their heads. Heading for safety.
I remember hearing this. Somebody down the hall was screaming, like, help me, come save me.
Just after 3 p.m., the shooter is still at large.
White male, burgundy shirt, wearing a black hat and either long black pants or shorts. He mixed in with a group of students that were running westbound.
Authorities later saying he got out of the school by blending in with other students who were trying to escape.
It's not uncommon, actually, for thieves, like robbers, etc., to try to blend in with the crowd and escape. It's somewhat unusual with mass shooters because a vast majority of the time they kill themselves or they force law enforcement to kill them.
My sister's still in there. She's texting me about it right now. She says to be quiet.
Students' families outside, breathless, heart-wrenching reunions, while others frantically wait for answers. Some students and staff still unaccounted for.
The family keeps texting her, and she's texting back, thank God.
Are you a bit relieved?
I'll be relieved when she comes out.
What'd she tell you?
No, she's crying. She can't say anything. She's crying a lot.
This student recalling seeing her teacher shot.
We saw his body for like 30 minutes. We were just like praying and crying and then the police came and we just got out.
This is a day that we prayed would never be here at Broward County, but we're dealing with it and we're going to deal with it as a community.
Around 4 p.m., the alleged gunman is taken into custody. This video showing the moments he's taken down. Sources later identify him to ABC News as 19-year-old former student Nicholas Cruz.
He was a former student of Douglas High School. He got expelled for disciplinary reasons. I don't know the specifics.
The school represented something to the shooter. But this is not the first time this has happened. If you think of Adam Lanza at Sandy Hook, he walked into an elementary school where he had attended years before because there was something about that school that he wanted to destroy. And sadly, he did.
Tonight, new information about the alleged shooter. A family member telling ABC News, Cruz was adopted along with his younger brother. Both of those parents are now deceased. And a picture beginning to emerge about a man with a troubled past, a former classmate calling him, quote, quiet, that he had an interest in weapons.
I knew he was into guns, and he's like a country kind of boy.
Last year, he had a lot of conflicts in school. I mean, he got in a fight with this one kid, and then from what I know, he wasn't allowed to bring his backpack because they found the bullet casings in it.
I even told my parents last year, like almost every week, that I was scared, like this kid might do something.
If you take somebody's access to firearm and the fact that they have talked about, you know, fighting or have been in fights, now you start to put the pieces together, you know, connect the dots of an individual who may have predisposition to commit some type of attack like this.
Authorities saying the suspect used an assault rifle. He began shooting outside before continuing inside.
He had countless magazines, multiple magazines, and at this point, we believe he had one AR-15 rifle.
It sounds like there was a fire alarm that was tripped, and the big question is going to be whether the suspect was the one that triggered the fire alarm. And if that was done to get the students to come outside of the building, and then the suspect was then starting to shoot at the innocent students coming out, that would indicate that there was planning on his part.
Today's shooting marks at least the 18th school shooting so far this year in a nation that has averaged more than 300 mass shootings each of the last 3 years. That's at least four shot at each incident. Too soon since we mourn those lost in Las Vegas, those parishioners killed at First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas.
As a parent, it scares me to death that this body doesn't take seriously the safety of my children.
Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, who represents the state where the Sandy Hook shooting happened 5 years ago, was on the Senate floor as news broke about today's killings.
It only happens here not because of coincidence, not because of bad luck, but as a consequence of our inaction.
And President Trump also responding, tweeting, "No child, teacher, or anyone else should ever feel unsafe in an American school.
No parent should ever have to send their kids to school and have them not return. That should not happen in Parkland. It shouldn't happen anywhere in this country."
School shootings are no longer new in America. Each one still numbing. We say.
So yeah, it's kind of hard after looking at that story. I know you guys were listening to it, but I put the link in kind of the description. Well, not the description, but underneath it, you'll see the link to actually see the visuals from the news story. It's kind of hard not to wonder why, right? I know they gave the breakdown of the history of the young man that actually did it and said that, you know, the school brought pain or to him was a resemblance of pain or something different than a schoolhouse. But I think a lot of times we just want to know why. We'll have ease. We would have peace if we just knew why somebody would take it upon themselves to just run up in a place, shoot up 17 kids. What do you guys think should be done, though? Because I was talking with somebody about this exact situation today via text, like I was saying, and they were saying that basically not making excuses, but saying, hey, it was in them. People should have saw the signs and they're not surprised after hearing about them. But what do you guys think? You get a pass for stuff like that? How can we eliminate these things from happening in the future? I even saw the map that it was 18 shootings, school shootings, or mass shootings. I forget what the stats said. And one of them was right here in Michigan. I think it was like one or two. Yeah, no, it was one that was in Michigan looking at that map. So it doesn't matter. I heard somebody else said God kind of puts them in places where these tragedies happen. And she pointed out a couple different instances. I mean, it really doesn't matter, man. It's going on everywhere, and our hearts should bleed for it no matter where it's going on. Because it could be in your backyard, could be around the corner, could be in the next country over. We got to get to the why, like why and the how to eliminate it from happening again and again. Because our kids deserve to be protected. We deserve a safe zone. I know some people say, well, that's why I homeschool. To make sure these things don't happen. And I'm not saying it's a bubble that you put the kids in. You know, if that works for you, that works, and that's great. I've known plenty of homeschoolers and homeschoolees, the students and the parents, you know, and it works for them. It works for them. But I know me personally, I'm an 80s baby. I never did homeschool. Went to public school, actually, all the way through. Even through college. Didn't go to a private university or anything like that. And those things didn't happen. I was in college during 9/11. If you really want to know my age. I remember it well, being in my dorm room. And my mom called me to wake me up, like, turn on the news. I guess I should have been up by then, but she was like, turn on the news. I was like, Mom, I don't watch the news. Is it BET? What's going on? Why I gotta turn on the news? You know, and that was really the first glimpse of it, of insensitivity that I had witnessed in my lifetime. Because I was, what, 18, 19, or whatever the case may be. And I saw somebody with just blatant disregard for human life. They did not care. They didn't mind what the consequences were. Do you remember 9/11? What mass shooting or tragedy do you remember the most? I remember the Las Vegas shooting. I actually did a song about that one. Well, I incorporated it in the song. But it's crazy, these things, you know, you remember where you were, you remember the situations. And I remember how life changed after 9/11 for those that were, you know, that were flying and stuff like that. I remember life changed, regulations changed, rules changed to up safety. What do you think needs to change in the schools? Because in my school, we had metal detectors. I'm going to take it that these schools don't have metal detectors, right? That these things are happening. So, I don't know. What y'all think, pushers? What do y'all think? Did y'all have metal detectors?
Push Radio, this is Mother Mischief on Instagram and the Life of a Female Hustler podcast. So I was listening to your podcast about the mass shooting, and you had said, imagine if you get a phone call from your kid saying there's a shooting in the school. Let's take it a step further. I'm a dramatic person. Imagine you don't get a phone call from your kid all day long, and you like, why hasn't my kid called me? Your kid is dead because somebody went in your kid's school and shot them up. You know, that's why when you came over to my radio station, I was super emotional, because I think for the best, I prepare for the worst. And in life is not promised to nobody. And in these situations, your child is most likely not going to be able to call you because they're dead, because a psycho motherfucker's in there shooting it up. So thanks for visiting my station. You guys, we definitely got to do something about gun control and self-awareness.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way
escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and peace here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? Oh, but who would they judge us simply 'cause our hair is long? Oh, you know we've got to find a way, bring some understanding here today. Oh, 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 picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right on. Right on. Right on.
So, just as I was about to move on from this topic, I see a news story that I'm going to be sharing with you guys. It's a mother, and we've been talking about parenting. I'm trying to contain myself to see how I really feel about this mother. So I'll let you guys hear it. Then we'll cut to some more calls, because I just want to leave. I'm just, like they say, as they say, I'm going to just drop this right here, because how I feel right now towards her as a mother, I don't know if I should be more compassionate. And so I'm just going to bow out, and I'm going to allow you guys to push, okay? The way you want to push and what you want to get from this, you can get from this. But that woman, oh my goodness, maybe I'll leave something in the comments. God bless her. Pray for her and her family. Glad everybody's safe. But she's making me mad.
Main things that's causing so much terror in people's minds right now, especially parents, right, is the gridlock on the streets, that they cannot get to the school. And imagine you're trying to get there to get to your child, and it's simply gridlock, yeah, that there's no way to maneuver.
Right. Hold on one second. Hold on one second, Sarah, because Rosa Flores is joining us right now. She's with a parent of a 10th grader at this high school. Rosa, talk to her. Tell us how she's doing.
Let me talk to her, Wolf. We're live on the air, Ms. Goldberg.
We're live. Are you on the phone with her? Yeah, I'm on the phone with her right now.
What is she telling you?
She thinks she's at the Marriott. Come get her. Okay, I'm coming to the Marriott right now. I'm doing this interview and I'm sprinting.
I'll be with a lot of people at the Marriott. I'm leaving right after this interview. In the front. I'll meet you at the front of the Marriott by the door. Okay, love you. Okay, and that's my other dog.
Thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it. It kind of take us through what happened. What time did you hear from your daughter? We were just looking at some of the text messages that you received from her.
I just felt like the whole thing was completely surreal. Like, I got this text.
Sophia wants to talk.
I'll call her right back in 1 minute. I'll call you right back. So, that's my other daughter at Wesley's. She sent me a text, and she wrote in the
You should probably just run to go get your daughter. We appreciate it.
No, it's just, it's surreal. It's very scary. It's like, I can't believe this is real.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it's real.
Yeah, and some of the text messages, I imagine, were very challenging to read and to comprehend what was going on.
Yeah.
We appreciate your time. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Rosa, we're going to get back to you. You did the right thing. Let that mom go deal with her kids. She's obviously going through a rough moment, and the kids are going through a rough moment as well. These are live pictures. Once again, we're showing our viewers coming in from Parkland.
This is Mother Mischief, Life of a Female Hustler podcast, by the way. So I was listening to your the news report of it, and I just hate news reports because they dramatize what's already going on. You don't need to dramatize people getting killed. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's already bad. I hate that, number one. And when you dramatize things like people getting killed, that's like almost like making it a movie. And when you make things into a movie and you make it glamorous, you make other people want to do it. So there's other psycho murderers out there listening to them dramatizing this mass shooting, and they're like, oh wow, I'll get the same publicity. I'll get the same attention. Let me go kill some people and go into a school and shoot the shit up like he did. That's number one. Number two, the other day, it was just a warning. I don't know where it was at in New York City. Young kids do not go to school for a middle school saying there was going to be a mass shooting. This was in New York City or Florida. I don't remember where it was at.
Yo, Push Radio, what's up, man? I'm calling in on your segment about, the tragedy that happened in Florida, and then, you know, metal detectors. Solution. No, metal detectors are not the solution. I look at it like this. It's just the chickens coming home to roost. You took prayer out of school, this what you get. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Yeah. And, we can discuss gun laws and all this, but guns aren't going anywhere. Guns are not going anywhere. It's like this, man. If you, it's just like teaching your child. Oh, man, I'm almost out of time.
My intuition is telling me there'll be better days. Yeah. My intuition is telling me there'll be better days.
I like this tone.
Yeah. My intuition is telling me there'll be better days. I sit in silence and find whenever I meditate. My fears alleviate, my tears evaporate. My faith don't deviate, ideas don't have a date. But see, I'm growing and getting stronger with every breath, bringing me closer to heaven's doors with every step. As we speak, I'm at peace, no longer scared to die. Most niggas don't believe in God, and so they terrified. It's either that or they be fearing they gon' go to hell. Asking the Father for forgiveness got them overwhelmed. As it be spiteful, like them white folks that control the jail. See, I believe if God is really never judge a man, because he knows us all and therefore he would understand. The ignorance to make a nigga take his brother life, the bitterness and pain that got him beating on his wife. Like,
I know you desperate for a change, let the pen glide. But the only real change come from inside. But the only real change come from inside. But the only real change come from the cemeteries are in chains, I see men cry. But the only real change come from inside. But the only real change come from inside. But the only real
that change come from?
Chosen religion, Jesus peace, frozen from sinning. Doing dirt, hoping to God he know my intentions. To see a million before I see a casket. I got a baby on the way, no he gon' be a bastard. I'm living fast like I'm in a drag race. How that cash taste? When I was a senior, I was ballin' on my classmates. Niggas put three bullets in my car, one hit the gas tank. Know I got an angel, cause I'm supposed to have a halo right now. My lifestyle destined for a federal facility for my ability to make them birds fly. Beans won't get higher than a bird's eye. You and who am I to tell a nigga what to do? I just supply, it's economics, my business ain't got the suit and tie. Keep a pistol at all times, niggas want what's mine. I can't oblige, dog, I work too hard. So reach for it, get referred to God, I'm going hard, nigga.
I know you desperate for a change, let the pen glide. But the only real change come from inside. But the only real change come from inside. But the only real change come from the cemeteries unchanged, I see men cry. But the only real change come from inside. But the only real change come from inside. But the only real change come from
inside. Prodigal son, got a new gun. This one, no run out of ammo. Lately been working on my handles. Can I ball, become a star and remain myself? If I fall, dust it off and regain myself. Fuck them all, they don't know all the pain I felt. I'm in awe, after all the fame I felt. I evolve, I no longer bury demons. I be a vessel for the truth until I'm barely breathing. I'm singing.
It's all about the evolution.
I give up, I give it, I move back a little. I lift up, I look up, now I'm back for more. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can dream, but don't neglect the execution.
I give up, I give it, I move back a little. I lift up, I look up, now I'm back for more.
Time is short, that's what somebody told me.
I give up, I give it, I move back a little. I lift up, I look up, now I'm back for more.
Reminisce back to a time when niggas threw their hands. All of a sudden niggas popping trunk and then we scram. Finger on trigger, make a little nigga understand what it's like to finally be the motherfucking man. Eyes wide, that's from the power that the coward feels. Niggas die for bitches disrespecting dollar bills. Bloodshed then turn the city to a battlefield. I call it poison, you call it real, that's how you feel.
Pistols be popping and niggas dropping a heartbeat. Scattered like roaches, a body laid on the concrete. Body laid on the concrete. Look, somebody laid on the concrete. No time for that, ain't no looking back, cause I'm running too. I made it home, I woke up and turned on the morning news. Overcame with a feeling I can't explain, cause that was my nigga James that was slain. He was 22.
Last night, around 7.
He was 22.
22-year-old black male suspect reported on the news. I swear to God, bro. We're gathered here today to mourn the life of James Brickman Jr. Tragedy, another tragedy in the black community. We got to do better, people. 22 years old, this boy was too young. Our condolences are with his family, our prayers. We know he's in a better place. We know he's in a better place. But this has got to end, ladies and gentlemen. We got to come together. This is beyond words. Now I'd like to open this ceremony with a verse.
Hey Push, this is Charlie from Creative Perspectives. The thing that really disturbs me with this story is that this was totally avoidable. This boy was calling out for help on different social media apps, saying things that were very alarming. Everyone missed the mark with him. I feel if he was a minority or he was Muslim, they would have pinned his butt to the wall and not even thought twice about it. But because of his color, they let it slide. They let a lot of stuff slide with this boy, because as I'm reading more and more, the warning signs were out of the wazoo for him. And I also think they need to update these laws for the guns and include that a psych, a yearly or every 6 month tests be done on any gun owner to make sure their mind is correct. You know what I'm saying? I think at least they should do that.
So, Push Radio, Positive Gaming here. It was a tragic what happened yesterday. You know, it was like 17 kids, you know, and it was a former student that did this. Just this world, we need to fix it. one step at a time. You know, we got to do our thing and make things better for everyone, you know? But yeah, peace.
Yeah, it definitely was avoidable, like the first caller said, and it was tragic. It's sad, man. It's sad that the world has to come to situations like this. But the problem is, it's been 18 shootings. I think I saw a stat, 18 shootings this year in the U.S., all at schools, and nobody has done anything. What will it take? It's not, you know, it didn't take it happening in the urban areas. It's not taking it happening in the suburban areas to stop it. Something has to be done. I saw a young lady, one of the young ladies at the school that survived the shooting. She was making a comment on President Trump's post and how he was like, "My prayers go out to you. Nobody should have to deal with anything like this." And she got mad. She's like, "Don't nobody want your prayers. We want changes. We want new laws to ban these guns. My people are dead. My classmates, you know, my teachers are dead. We want some changes." I think that's at the point, man. I'm a man of prayer, so I definitely am not going down prayer. But at the end of the day, faith without works is dead. And I think we need some kind of works, some kind of actions. And I think it's indicative of whether or not the government really care. You know what I'm saying? If the people that's making the laws, making the rules, see the problem, but they don't do anything to change it because the rules that are in place benefit them, they don't care about the smaller people. They don't care about the middle and lower class people. They only care about what's going to line their pockets. You got to get to the root of that. Otherwise, this country is going to keep spiraling, keep spiraling, keep spiraling in a downward position. I think it takes people like me and you, my pushers out there, to do something about it. Don't just talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Do something about it. A lot of people that do or don't know, Push Radio came from the company that I have here in Detroit called Push Detroit. And I also have Push Pontiac from my hometown, where it's basically just doing something about any problem that I see, right? And so homelessness was a problem, so I did something about that. Single parent homes lacking, that was a problem, so I did something about that. Dirty neighborhoods was a problem, so I did something about that. I think I would love for it to become infectious and just spread throughout the nation, where people come out with push, whatever your city is, push this or whatever it is, where we as a people coming up with solutions, because it's clear that the people are over us, they got other agendas. I don't want to box them in and say they don't care, but they do have different agendas than we do, because it's not affecting them directly. Man, we got to keep pushing. Y'all pushing out there, or y'all giving up? Let me know. Holla at me, man. Holla. Come on.